Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
The Bible has a lot to say about money, and many of those stories reveal poor judgment and bad choices. Crown Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley joined us to talk about the worst financial mistakes in the Bible and how you can avoid them. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Chuck took on the question, are we missing the big picture and where money ought to fit into our lives?
One of the stories that I point out is the experience of Solomon. We tend to think of Solomon as the wisest man in the world, also one of the wealthiest men in the world, and we only think of the things that he did very well. But Solomon fell into the trap of materialism. He said in Ecclesiastes 2, I thought in my heart, come now, I'll test you with pleasure to find out what is good. Now, Neil, it's important, the very first part of that verse, I thought in my heart. In other words, this was his heart attitude. I'm going to pursue pleasure. He goes on to say, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. So his attitude of the heart became manifest in materialism. And he goes on to list all the things that he did. He sought pleasure through laughter and amusement, through partying, through houses and vineyards, slaves, herds, flocks, silver, gold. He purchased a harem. He purchased singers. You know, he did all the things the world tells us will bring us joy through the things that we purchase or buy. And he wrote in the end, it was total vanity. It was just a fleeting nothingness. And so we get caught up in the very same mistakes. Pardon me. We start to think that if we can just get that next thing, then we will be happy or fulfilled, or it will bring us joy. If we can just get a hold of what we think will bring us more happiness or pleasure. But in the end, materialism is vanity. It's the opposite of what God said is good for us. The Lord said, seek first his kingdom, and then the things will be added unto you. I like to say materialism is seeking first a kingdom. And that happens to us. It happens to all of us. And the way that we change that, Neil, and the way that we escape from materialism is we have to change what impresses us. Because if we're impressed by the world and we're in love with the things of this world and we're enthralled with the better, you know, the better car, the bigger house, the constant upgrading of our possessions, then we'll be in the same trap that Solomon found himself in. And it doesn't lead to any lasting satisfaction, and certainly to no eternal joy.